Hare Krishna. The past won't last if to Krishna we hold fast. We are all products of our past. The kind of circumstances we went through, the choices we made, they've all contributed to shaping us, to making us who we are. And this influence is not just in the external social positions that we may or may not have attained. Somebody came from a poor background and still rose to become, the Prime Minister of the country. Somebody came from a racially discriminated background and became the President of another country. So, now these people, we all are products of our past, in that sense. But, it's not just in terms of external social positions. It's also in terms of internal mental dispositions, impressions and inclinations. So every single thing that we do, every single thing that happens to us, it creates some impressions within us. And those impressions are going to have their effect. So now, when we start practicing spiritual life, at that time, we have these material impressions. Because in the past, we are mostly engaged in materialistic activities. So therefore, we have a lot of material impressions. And these material impressions keep pushing us away from Krishna and towards material things. Now, we can't just wish away our material impressions. The Bhagavad Gita says in 3.33 that repression accomplishes nothing. That sadrishim cheshtate svasya prakriter jnanavanapi prakritim yanti bhutani nigraha kim karishyati. Sadrushim cheshtate svasya. That according to one's condition, one acts. Prakritir jnanavan api. Even the wise people act accordingly. Prakritim yanti bhutani. That all living beings act, and jnanavan also act accordingly. Therefore, nigraha kim karishyati. What will repression accomplish? So, Gita wisdom offers us a balanced program of material accommodation and spiritual cultivation. Material accommodation means that the Gita encourages us to work according to our swadharma. According to our psychophysical nature, we take up activities, we do a profession that is according to our nature. And we engage in service to Krishna also according to our nature. Now beyond that, we also focus time specifically, exclusively on directly devotional activities. That is the time for spiritual cultivation. And by both of these, we can move steadily towards Krishna. Now, while doing this, our past conditionings may still, the past impressions may still interrupt us in two ways. They may impel us towards material hyperactivity, and they may also impel us towards spiritual lethargy. So, whatever we like to do according to our nature, we may do it more and more. And while doing that, we may also engage in sense gratificatory activities further. And also we may become lethargic. Oh, this is not so good. I won't do this. But the next verse immediately cautions us against succumbing to such a temptation. It states that actually, indriyasya indriyasyarthe ragadvesha vyavasthita tayor navashama gachet tauhyasya paripanthinau. So indriyasya indriyasya arthe, with senses and sense object. Ragadvesha vyavasthita, that attachment and aversion are naturally situated, properly situated, they're deeply situated within the senses and sense objects. So when a hog sees human stool, natural attraction. And a human being sees human stool, the natural repulsion. Where does this come from? It is vyavasthita. It is situated senses and sense objects. So it comes from our bodily nature, which is alien, which is foreign to our essential nature as souls. Now, we understand further that tayor navashama gachche. Therefore, Krishna is telling over here, don't become controlled by them. Tauhyasya paripanthinau. because these are obstacles. They are obstacles. Tavyasya paripanthino. Now moving forward, what we understand is that we need to continue on in our spiritual life, even when our mental conditionings obstruct us or pull us away. How do we continue? For that, we need to hold on to Krishna. So, when we hold fast to Krishna by practicing devotional activities, we may do it by cultivating inner prayerful, fervent remembrance of Krishna, or we may cultivate by external diligent service to Krishna according to our nature, whichever, or a combination of both. Basically, whatever works in a war, whatever weapon works, we have to use it. So it's like a war against our conditionings. So we somehow or the other stay connected with Krishna, hold fast to Krishna. Yena kena prakarena mana Krishna niveshayet. That somehow or the other fix the mind on Krishna. And when we do this, by that we keep moving onwards, upwards towards Krishna. And as the contact with Krishna purifies us, then the whole of our conditionings on us weakens. And ultimately, we become free to happily march on our journey towards Krishna for a life of everlasting happiness. Thank you. Hare Krishna.